Shalom Aleichem. Here we are. So this week is both Parshas Vayakhel and it's also Parshas Shkolim. The Shabbos prior to Rosh Chodesh Adar, in this case Adar Beis, so we read Parshas Shkolim. And as the Gemara says, the reason is because we have to be mashmia, we have to make people aware, certainly in time of the Beis HaMikdash, and this is zecher to that that same event, that it's time to bring the new machtzios shekel, the new half-shekel coins, from which the upcoming year, starting from Nisan, the korbanos tzibur, the tmidim, Shel Shachar, Shel Bin Arbayim, will be brought from this new donation. So we already, prior to Rosh Chodesh Adar, make people aware it. You got to bring the Machzis Shekel, because starting Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we have to purchase the new Korbanos from new monies that have been donated. So the two parshas intersect, and the fact is that I think that that this intersection is really very is indicative how fundamentally the two parshas, two concepts, both of Parshas Vayakhel and Parshas Shkolim, are related. So let's take a look. The pasuk starts off in our parsha Vayar Am. Actually, this is in Parshas Ki Si, so this is last week. Vayar am ki boshesh Moshe, la redes min ahar. Vayikrahel am al Aaron. Vayomre lav kumas elanu Elohim, shal yilchu lefaneinu. Ki ze Moshe ish asher he'alonu mi'aretz Yitzrayim liyodanu me'ayalo. So we discussed this, I think, last week. Let's just re-grease the wheels for a scooch. The idea being that the Yetzer Hara, the Chazal say the word Satan, but the Satan is really the Tara, is the Malach of Ombes, as the Gemara and Bava Basra taught us. He's all the same dude. He just changes hats. First, he speaks from inside of us, and we have the impression that that's our true identity, when in fact it's really not. It's a false identity that's speaking inside of us. When we fall prey to what he says, then he becomes the Satan. He indicts us. And then if he wins the case against us, then he becomes the Malcolm of us, the Grim Reaper, who gets to collect the debt, either to a full degree, Chas V'Shalom, or even to a lesser degree, right, through Yisurim, an Onshim of one sort or another, Hashem should spare us. At any event, the Jewish people fell prey to this, right, rather than our thinking that the Satan was speaking to them was named Mephistopheles, or Beelzebub, Lucifer. But they had he had pointed teeth and maybe what horns on his head, long tail, perhaps a drip, blood dripping from his gums. No, it was the Yetzer Hara inside of us. Initially, the question was, Zemoshaish, Me'alo, what's the story with him? He's not here. So he's not back at the time they expected him to come back. And they were able to push that off. And then afterwards, the Satan, but Mitzahara, so maybe he's dead. And they were able to push that off also. And then when they had an idea that actually could have been accepted as reasonable to them, in other words, they saw his Mita floating in Shamayim. So rather than us having an understanding that it was a picture, a vision, etc., of them seeing his bed floating in Shamayim, his funeral bier, so Rav Kook, in Shabbos explains that that what it means is the bed is the symbol of a person's corporeal nature, his physical nature, and what they actually unfortunately caused them to succumb to the Yetzer Hara was they considered the possibility, perhaps his physical nature, perhaps he has transcended us. He's not coming back because he's beyond us. And that seems to them reasonable. And this made them desperate. They're clutching at straws. They must have some intermediary to guide their journey through the desert. They were not going to be boteach on Hashem the way they should have, etc. And so they made the ego. So it continues back to Parshas Kisis, so last week's Parsha, right? Pasuk Beis. Vayomar Leim Aaron Parku. Gather the jewelry. Note it says the women's jewelry, the women refused. That's why they get Rosh Chodesh, etc. But that's not our topic at the moment. Aaron took the gold. He was hoping to stall for time, but things didn't work out the way he had planned. It was put into a mold, into the fire. Out came the eagle, kaputsky for our heroes. Here in Parshas Vayakel, we're going to see the Rabbi Abachi brings the Medrash that this is the tikkun. This is the way to be mitaken. This is the way that the Mishkan becomes a methodology, becomes a process through which they redress to one degree or another the Cheta Ego. And we start with Vayakel Moshe, the beginning of our parsha. Vayakel Moshe is called Adas B'nei Yisrael, Vayomar Aleim, Eile Hadvorim, Asher Tziva Hashem, Lasos of Son. Sheish Yisyamim, Te'asem Olachot. It's an interesting couple of psukim here. Moshe gathers together people, right? Which is interesting. Why does he say that? I mean, in general, just Torah, Vayomar Hashem Moshe, right? Vayomar, whatever. Or Vayomar Hashem, Vayomar Moshe, called Adas B'nei Yisrael. Vayakel Moshe, he gathered them together. He says, "Ela advarim." These are things that Shiva Hashem lasos. Some these are the things that Shem told you to do. So the first thing we're going to assume is, we're going to get right into everything we discussed in Parshas Truma to Tzava. We're going to build. You're going to tell us to command us now to build the different clay Mishkan, to build the Mishkan itself. No, Sheish Yisrael Teaseh Melacha. 6 days, your work will be done. Teaseh Melacha. The Melacha will be done. Not Tasu Melacha, or what do you call it? It will be done. And the seventh day will be Shabbos Kodesh. Okay. Then out of the blue, don't light a fire, right, in all your dwellings on Shabbos. And the Gemara discusses why Dafka Havara, lighting fire, is singled out. It's perhaps Havara not chai of Koris. Again, this is a discussion of the Gemara, or perhaps it's a symbol of all the other malachas, but it seems a little odd, just in terms of Pshutal Shel Mikra, why all of a sudden, of all the malachas, right, mentioned, certainly in this context over here, you know, don't light a fire on Shabbos. V'yom Moshe, El Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael, Le'mor Zeh Adavar Shet Tziva Hashem Le'mor. Goes back, he says, this is the thing that Hashem was mitzav you, saying, Kum Itchem Truma La'Hashem, and now he gets down to the gathering together of the donations for the building of the Mishkan. So it's funny. He gathers them together, right? These are things you have to do, right? Then he talks about Shabbos. And then he goes back and says, Zeh Adavar Asher Tziva Hashem Le'mor, and this is what Hashem commanded you, right? And then he talks about the Mishkan. So we have a kilo preamble to actually the command on collecting the things necessary for the Mishkan. There's a preamble of somehow of being makil, gathering together the Jewish people, and a tziv with regard to Shabbos, a strange terminology in terms of doing work. I'm not just telling you that you're not allowed to do work on Shabbos, but your work shall be done. Your work shall be done. During the 6 days prior to Shabbos, then Shabbos, Shabbos Shabbosom, and don't light fires on Shabbos. Okay. Says the Rabbeinu Bache. He says, he brings the Medrash, Psikta, Vayakel Moshe. Right? Says the Medrash, Tavo Kihilas Moshe v'techaper al Kihilas Aaron. Yachsiv, Vayikoyel Ha'om al Aaron. The Medrash aligns the terminology that we saw in Parshas Kisisa with regard to the making the Egel. It's so sad, it's so unfortunate that it refers to it as Kihilas Aaron. Kihilas Aaron gathered them together. They gathered themselves together. They gathered themselves as a mob against Aaron. But because Aaron didn't stop them, or didn't find the right way to stop them, it's called Kihilas Aaron. Shem Yazor just goes to show you that if you're in a position to stop something bad from happening, and you... it's not even like he was, you know, silent on the end, and he was trying to save them. but it didn't work. He chose the wrong methodology. What can you say? So it's ascribed to him, Kehilas Aaron, so sad. So let the Kehilah of Moshe, as it were, be mechaper on the Kehilah of Aaron. Let the Amira of Moshe, a Yomar Aleim Moshe, and that should be mechaper on by Yomar Elav, that they said to Aaron, Kumasilano Elohim. So Eile Hadvarim, that Hashem tells you, these are the things you shall do, should be mechaper on Eilo Elohecha Yisrael. This is your God that took you out of Egypt. And finally, Yavo Zav Hatnufo Yechaper al Zav HaEgel. And let the Zav, let the gold that was contributed to help build the Mishkan, let it be mechaper on the Zav of the Egel. So let's take a look here at a couple of Sfasemeses, just to get ourselves into it. Vayichel Moshe, says the Sfasemes, Hikrim Zela Mishkan. Right? There's the Lashon of Kehilah, gathered together the Jewish people. Hikrim Zela Mishkan. This precedes, it's a prologue. Gathering together the people is a prologue to the Tzivu in the Mishkan. Kibekoach HaKehilah. Va'az, Nomar V'shachanti B'socham. Right? The Mishkan can be built. The Mishkan is a physical structure that is the fruits of Kehilah. And then that will enable, like Hashem said initially when we first discussed in Parshas Teruva, right? Kuli Truma, right? We've gathered the Truma. We're going to gather together the donations for the Mishkan, right? V'shachanti b'socham. I will dwell in your midst, not b'socho, not in the walls, but rather in you. The Iker is to dwell in you, in the Jewish people. So Kehilah is necessary as a prerequisite to being able to build the Mishkan, because the goal of the Mishkan is to be a tool by which Hashem will dwell in our midst. Okay? The Kehilah zu hu inyan ha-Shabbos. So out of the blue, the Sfasema says this Kehilah has to do with Shabbos. U'bezeh shehigid lehem ha-Shabbos, bezeh hikil osam. The way that he was makil them, and as we look at the Pesukim say, Vayakel Moshe eskol adas b'nei Yisrael v'yomar alem ila dvaran shetziva Hashem la'asos osam. I'm gathering you together in order to be able to build the Mishkan. You need to be gathered together. How should we gather you together? Oh, sheishis yom teaseim alachov yom ha-shvi'i through the midst of Shabbos. Again, without getting into the terminology of teaseim alachov, etc., but Shabbos. But how does Shabbos aid in this? So there's another Sfasemes, the following year in Parshas Vayakel, Tofresh Lamed Zayin. Vayakel Moshe, Vayomer, Ila Dvorim, etc. Omdam hiktim lahem, if you see the bold here, Omdam hiktim lahem mitzvah ha-Shabbos. He was there, he killed some. Through the midst of Shabbos, he was makil them. Okay, so still we're not any wiser yet. V'zeh nitken al yedei mleches ha-mishkan, she yizkarvus ha-nefradim l'kasha kol b'shor sh'achtus. Through the chet ha-egel, they fall into a world of pirud, of separation one from the other. To bring them back together, that would be, right, through the mishkan, we'll bring them back together. Ach eich yecholim lavo lezeh l'idei ha-Shabbos. Through Shabbos, Achdus is achieved. How so? V'nis achdu v'Shabbos v'shor sh'achdus v'lachin hiktiv ha-Shabbos. For those down in the Nusach Svard, as they say before Meirev, Kegavna, it says, Raza d'Shabbos, I Shabbos, Yisachadus b'raza de'echad. L'mishri Allah, raza de'echad. On Shabbos, when we remember Zikron l'masev reishis, we are rejuvenating our belief that Hashem is one. In other words, all of creation, everything emanates from His will. He wills, therefore we be. Everything is His will. us, events, concepts, time, space, everything is His will. Hashem Echad, Ein Od Milvado. If we don't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, God forbid, Yesh Me'ayin, like the Ramban says, we have no chelik in Torah's Moshe. It's a different ballgame. It means reality is not a gift. It means essentially there's no reason for Hashem to have any kesher with us. We are because we are. God forbid. Heaven forfend. Right? Without getting into the rationale of why we believe that. But if we don't believe that, right? Then, right, we're not going to go back over Avraham Avinu's philosophical journey. How he saw the whole world was a gift, right? The world's going someplace. The world has a destination. If it just is by chance, so then it has no destination. Because that's not our topic. Shabbos testifies to Hashem is Echad. When we realize Hashem is Echad, Echad, Ein Od Milvado, that means all of us, every one of us, are just different panim, different faces of that Echad. We've talked about this many times. It's the difference between living in a God-centric universe or an egocentric universe. In an egocentric universe, myself, that's my world, it all revolves around me. You got your world, I have to think that my world is more important than your world, so therefore I'll ignore you, perhaps I'll hate you, and if I'm vicious enough, I'll shoot you. God forbid. At the best, you're irrelevant. But if it's all God's world, we're different panim, we're different faces of his oneness, so then it's a different story. So Shabbos is the intro. Shabbos is the intro by knowing that Hashem is Echad, that gives us the capacity to be makil, to gather together, to become one. When we become one, then when we build this Mishkan, which is representative of our collective unity, if we think in the terms of the Malbim's Rimzi HaMishkan, that the Mishkan represents Kilu, a macroscopic man, with the world of the intellect associated with the Kodesh Kodashim, with the world of the heart and the lungs being represented by the Kodesh, by the Heichal, the world of the gastrointestinal, as it were, being represented by the Mizbeach and the Choshes, so on and so forth. It all represents a unified person. But it requires actual unity beforehand. Vayakel Moshe. How are we going to achieve Vayakel? If we focus on what Shabbos is telling us, the Raza de Echad, the secret of Hashem is being Echad, Ein Od Milvado, that we know they're all connected to one another because we're all expressions of that oneness, that oneness. Further, now to examine the rest of the pasuk. What does it say? It says, "Sheish yom te'asem lacha, v'yom ha'shvi'i yeh lachem." Right? Kodesh Shabbos, Shabbos l'Hashem, kol osev v'melacha, you must. Sheish yom te'asem lacha. Why are we saying that? Let's just say, don't do melachat Shabbos. I don't want to do any work during the week. The work will be done. Who cares? Don't tell me not to work on Shabbos. This is the Morey Naim. Says the idea over here is that really, man is meant to change the world. Like we see in Vayechul, as he quotes it, the scholar Shira, right? Veruch Elokim es Yom Hashviyi laKadosh Soki Voshavas Mikom Lachto Asher Baro Elokim LaAsos LaAsos Loshen of Tikkun. Man is meant to be metaking this world. This world is left kilo unfinished. What will be with all the experiences of this world? Will they be translated? Will they be understood? Will they be applied? Will they reveal Hashem's will? Or will it be wasted? Or God forbid, will they be used? Will they be used to desecrate Hashem's will? Every event, every object, every experience, the way we act, the way we react, brings the world to tikkun. If this hand is used to caress, right, a crying child, if this hand is used to give tzedakah, like Chidah brings from the Ari, that when you give tzedakah, the little coin is like a yud, and your hand, with its five digits, is like a hey. Hey, five. Also, the word in Hebrew to give is hey. We see by Yosef, hey lechem zera. Take the zera, take. Your outstretched forearm is like a vav. The receiving hand of the ani is another hey. The yud, the hey, followed by the vav, another hey. Do we transform our world? Do we leave it parav, not do anything to it? Or, God forbid, do we raise his hand, slap somebody across the face? The world is waiting for tikkun. Te'asem lacha. You experience the physical world. You experience the world during the 6 days. Te'asem lacha. Why will it be te'aseh? Not you will do. Ta'asum lacha. Te'aseh, it will be done. Because really, we never finish the job in terms of Avodas Hashem. We do the best we can, and then Hashem enables us to finish the mitzvah, as it were, to transform this into a mitzvah. Mitzvah is really something of another world. But we do the act here. It's similar to what the Sasema said with regard to the menorah. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand. They had to make the menorah. Chazal say, Hashem shall revision. And then in the end, Moshe Rabbeinu, Mekilu, throws it into the fire and it comes out. The Gurariye said that the idea is he had to start it. He starts it, and then Hashem finished it. And that's the way it is with everything. We're not always in charge of results. We're in charge of effort. Te'asem lacha, sheshish yomim. Te'asem lacha, says the Morinayim, is based upon your connection from the previous Shabbos. You're going to put in your effort over here to do things right, to use the objects, the experiences, the relationships, the events, the way you act, the way you react, to color them with the color of mitzvah, of mitzvah, of mitzvah. You got that koach from connecting last Shabbos. And now the job will be done because you put in your effort and Hashem will help you. It'll be done. And then you reach the next Shabbos to a new height, to a new plateau. All this rectifies the chait of the egel, the mob. Ve'ikalu al Aaron. They all gather together in Aaron. Make for us, asei lanu. Make for us a God. Make for us a force that will guide us. And you see that it was every man for himself. Like the pasuk says, when it came down to the worship of the eagle, in the beginning it's v'yalu olos. First, all for the eagle. An ola, completely burned. But yizbuchu zavachim. A zavach is like a shlomim. Some goes to the sacrifice and some goes to me. After all, I'm involved here. V'yalu olos, all to the koach. Okay. For me too. I should get nothing. But Yizbuchu Zvachim. Yeah, I'm tired of this avoda stuff. For Yochlu V'yishtu. Let's sit down and eat. Forget about the part that goes to the korban. For Yochlu V'yishtu. Kumal Tzachek. And then let the party begin. Every man for himself. Tava Yivakesh Nifrat. Right? The person who lives a life of Taiva, really he doesn't need anybody else except to use for his own benefit. He doesn't really need anybody else. But a person who knows that Hashem is Echad and Eino Milvado, and his only ticket to connection to that eternity, to that eternal being and to that eternal existence, is through the medium known as Knesset Yisrael, where each person has a different face, different pan, a different job description, different handicaps and different strengths through which he expresses Hashem's presence in the world, how he rectifies everything he encounters in the world. The blach will be done. Lasos, to bring it to tikkun. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Vayakel, Shabbos, now you can build a mishkan. Tikkun to the Cheta Egel. Finally, the Shlosh says, brass tacks, bottom line. Yom HaShabbos tzorach lios kulo b'chein v'chesed v'shalom v'av haraba. There's no detachment here between the world of bin orum ha'mokum bin orum ha'chavero. Right, if my bin orum ha'mokum is totally detached from my bin orum ha'chavero, I have a major problem. Kiyom HaShabbos Tzorach Lios Kulo B'chein V'chesed V'Shalom V'Av HaRaba Ki V'oshovsim Afilu Rishoyim Shebegehenem. Even the Rishoyim in Gehenem are not punished on Shabbos. Gehenem ceases to work. It's only the ideal of Tov that Hashem wants for mankind ultimately. The only thing that's in place. V'akein Aveira Kfula He Mi Shemara Kas V'Shabbos. Anger on Shabbos is a double aver, aside from the kas itself, but it desecrates the Shabbos. Fascinating. So that really ties up in terms of the tikkun for the Cheta Egel, which is each man for himself, not willing to rely upon Hashem, who is Echad, to guide them. The tikkun is the building of the Mishkan, to build, as it were, the metaphorical, perfected individual represented in all the halakim in the Mishkan, but it can only be done by a people who, as it were, who have joined together in this cause, and to make sure that they've all truly joined together in this cause, first speak to them about Shabbos, and how their journey in this lifetime is to bring their world into sync in terms of revealing Hashem's presence in the world through all their experiences, the objects, the experiences, the hurdles, the actions, the reactions that they are involved in their lifetime, and to know that they are just one face of that revealing of Hashem's presence, and there are 600,000 other root soul revelations of different sorts that are meant to make their appearance upon the world stage. Now to Parshas Shkolim. Right? Also, it's read from Parshas Kisisa. V'edav Hashem Moshe Lemor, Kisisa Asrosh B'nei Yisrael Lefkudeihem V'nasno Ish Kofar Nafsho LaHashem Bifkod osam v'liyev hem negef bifkod osam. Ze yitnu kol over ala pekudim machtzis ha-shekel b'shekel ha-kodesh. Srim gira ha-shekel machtzis ha-shekel tshuma la-Hashem. So aside from the fact that the machtzis ha-shekel needed to be announced prior to Rosh Chodesh Adar so they could begin to collect the monies necessary to buy the new korbanos, or eight Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but there's another fundamental connection. The Talmud tells us that Galui v'yadua lefnei mi she'amah v'haya olam she'asid haman l'shkol shkalav. The Gemara Megillah tells us that it was revealed before the Creator, course, that one day Haman would pay his 10,000 talents, Sertov in Kikar Kesef, to Ahasuerus for the rights to destroy the Jewish people. But Hashem gave us the ability to launch a preemptive strike. And that preemptive strike was the taking of the Shkolim. Hiktim Shkolenu l'Shkolov. Hashem gave us the mitzvah of Machzor Shekel long before Haman came upon the scene. And that way, that was a preemptive strike against the Shkolim, as it were, of evil of Haman. What does that mean? It does mean something fundamental. It's not just cutesy. Chazal teach us. Right? So more Megillah. And Gimel. Leka de Yada, Lishnabisha ke Haman. There was no one who knew Lashon Hara better than Haman. Haman, remember, right? Haman, remember, is the descendant of Amalek. Not the descendant of Amalek. Amalek, if you remember correctly, I didn't put this down in the Marmakomas, but as I think about it, I think it's important for, to mention it. Remember Amalek at the end of Parshas Beshalach? He attacked the Jewish people. And there it says, at the closure of Parshas Beshalach, it says, Ki yad al kes ka milchama la Hashem b'Amalek midor dor. Ki yad al kes ka. So Rashi explains that the yad is the yad of Hashem, raised up in Shvuah, but his kisei, case as opposed to kisei, is not shalim, it's not complete. Milchama l'Hashem b'malek midor dor. Case ka, yud kei, as opposed to yud kei vav kei, in a kisei shalim, in a shem shalim. That's what Rashi explains. It's chazal. But the Medrash, the psikta, that the Netziv, the Hamek Dover brings, says a different story. It says the case is not milashim kisei, the case is milashim kisui, covering. And the Yad is not the Yad of Hashem raised up in Shvuah, but it's the Yad of Amalek. And the Perush of a Pasuk, according to the Psikta, is the Yad of Amalek is Mechase, covers, Yud Ke, Ki Yad Al Kes Ka. Yad Al Kes Ka. Says the Medrash, Mashalama Adav Adoma, what is it comparable to? To a king who wishes to gaze upon, to address his people, and comes along one disgusting individual and takes his hand and raises up in front of the king's face. He'll communicate to the people, you don't see the king doesn't see you. So then it seems that that basically is what Amalek is interested in. He wants to declare that there is no Hashgacha. There is no Hashgacha. And as the Netziv points out, we Moran Menachos teaches us, based upon the pasuk we say in Uvalat Zion, "Bitchu v'Hashem adiad ki bekoh Hashem tzur olamim." We should place our trust in Hashem forever, for Hashem has created the worlds. "Bitchu v'Hashem adiad ki bekoh Hashem tzur olamim." We should place our trust in Hashem, for Hashem has created the worlds using the Shem Yud Kei. And says the Gemara in Menachos, the Yud, it's small. Its head is bent, is symbolic of Olam Haba. The tzaddikim who inherit Olam Haba are few in number in comparison to all the people who have walked the face of the earth. Like a yud, small and standing in humility before their creator. The he is a letter used to create Olam Haveh, because it appears, if a person sees himself, the he, it's like an achsadra prutza, it's like an open portico, an entranceway. A house, right? You have a ceiling on the hay, you have a side to the hay, you have another side to the hay. If a person chooses, he sees himself as bounded by Hashem's will. Or he just sees one, the bottom is open, and it's party time. That's the nature of Olam Hazeh. You can have Bechira. You can either see yourself as bounded by Hashem's will, or party time. Drop out. Go out the bottom. Those are the letters of creation, the Gemara Menachos taught us. Once again, bitchu b'Hashem adiad, place your trust in Hashem, even though the Pasuk speaks really to Hashgacha, and that Hashem is running your life. Why? Ki b'ko Hashem tzur olamim, for Hashem has created the world. Worlds. Olam Haba with Yos Yud, Olam Hazeh with Yos Hei. So then see, the Vav and the Hei, the last two letters of Hashem's name, represent Hashem's providence, His Hashgacha. The Vav being what he refers to as Tiferes, Hashem's Hashgacha, Lemala min HaTeva, in a supernatural fashion, His providence in a supernatural fashion. And the last He is His providence in a natural fashion, the Mida called Malchus, the Derech HaTeva. Not breaking the norms. Amalek says there is no Vav and He, God forbid, at the end of the Shem Hashem. He is not involved in your lives. He's not involved in your lives. You want to believe that He's the Creator? Wonderful. You want to believe there's an afterlife, which has nothing to do with what you do now? Fine. Religion is the opiate of the people. But He's not involved in our lives. Why? Maybe because you can't live up to any sort of standards that would give you a connection with Him. Perhaps. Or perhaps He's just not interested. Let's return to that Gemara. The Gemara says, Leikid Yodel Elishna Bisha Kahaman. There was no one who knew Lashon Hara better than Haman. Gemara says that the Pasuk that Haman used as his preamble to Achashverosh before he gets the rights to destroy the Jewish people is Yeshno Am Echad Mefuzar Meforad Bin Amim. Yeshno Am Echad, say Chazal themselves, Yeshno Yoshnu Min HaMitzos. They're walking the walk, they're talking the talk, but they're asleep in the Mitzos. This is not vibrant for them. This is not vibrant for them. They're not interested. They're just doing it. Perhaps this is a deeper way to understand Amalek's claim there is no Hashgacha because man cannot live up to the standards that would ostensibly give him the right to be linked dynamically to the Creator in this world. Yashnu min HaMitzvos. And Mifuzar Mifurad bin Amim adds Reb Tzadok in Sefer Machshavos Charutz. Mifuzar Mifurad, there's period between them. They're not connected to one another. They can't even be unified themselves. How can they be connected to God? How can they run their lives with a unique and singular focus only in doing the will of Hashem and revealing His presence in the world? Anechtigatug. Guess again, it won't happen. They're Yoshnu and Amitzus, and there's period between them of Fazar Mufrad bin Amim. Pretty big indictment. And for those of us that are not unfamiliar with these experiences, we got a problemo. Comes the Machzor Shekel, Hikdim Shkalinu L'Shkalov. The question is asked amongst the Mefarshim, why is it half a shekel? What's the significance of half a shekel? Why not a whole shekel? Why half? So, the Or HaChaim says that the other half a shekel, it's a half a shekel to remind you that your other half, you need, in order to reach completion, you must reach back to your source from Tachas Kisei HaKavod. That's really your other half, supposedly. Which is supposed to be the other half. Really is. You're a half shekel here, because your other half is Tachas Kisei HaKavod. If you have a connection to Hashem, then you're whole. If you don't have that connection to where you come from, and realize that He wills therefore you be, Zelotov. That's why it's half a shekel. The Malbim, on the other hand, says it's half a shekel because the Jew has to realize that without another Jew, he's just half. He's not whole. He's not whole. They tell a story about Rav Naftali Mirovchitz. Rav Naftali Mirovchitz used to say over, he says, I had a cheder Rebbe. Right? I had a cheder Rebbe. And when he was teaching me Kriya, how to read, so every time I came to the end of a pasuk, I saw a colon placed in the print. I'd say Hashem's name. I'd say Ado followed by Noi. And they would say, no, Naftali, what are you doing? It's not Hashem, Hashem. So I told him it's Tzviyidin. It's two yuds. And the Malamed said to me, no, Naftali. If the two yidin, we're talking about Galtziana Yiddish here, two yudin. But if you say it in Galtziana Yiddish, it sounds better. Two Yidin. two yids, are next to each other. One here and one here, yud yud, then you read Shem Hashem. But one's on top of the other, it's a self pasuk. Said Rav Tully, I got the idea. If the two yidin are next to each other, he writes the name of Hashem. One's on top of the other one, because today this one's on top, tomorrow this one's on top. Each is living in their own egocentric universe. It's a self pasuk. It's the end of the story. So the two symbolisms, both that of the Or HaChaim, that the other half of my shekel is Tachas Kisei HaKovod, my source, my connection to Hashem, and that of the Malbim, to know that the other half of my shekel is with another Jew, because we're all connected to one another and we all need one another. That's the preemptive strike against Haman's Lashon Hara. Of Yashnu Min HaMitzvos, we're asleep, we're not doing them with vibrancy, it's all just dead wood, or we don't care for each other. Mufuzor Mufrad Min HaAmin, there's a period between us. There's no place for the Shekhinah to rest upon us. This is the battle against Amalek. It's the battle against Amalek, as Amalek says, Ki Yad Al Keska. There is no Hashgacha, there is no providence, because you're not worthy of it, and no one can ever be worthy of it. It's a failed experiment. There's no point in man being like that. But the Torah declares that we have it in us. We need to always fulfill it, but it's in us. We have the potential. We can do it. Mitzvah, we shall do it. Kehila, together. Shabbos, Hashem is one. We become one. With that, Parshas Vayakhel, together with Parshas Shkolim, teaches a very important lesson about how to live our lives and how to overcome the spirit of Amalek that pervades the world and unfortunately sometimes stares back at us from the mirror. Hashem should spare us. Hashem should deliver us. Hashem should give us strength. And with Hashem, we will be successful. Like Hudim Ha'isa'oru V'simcha Sosin V'ikar Kein Tielano. Amen. Have an excellent Shabbos and a wonderful Parshas Shkolim as well. Kol Tov.